What do I write? How do I write for you? When I don't even really know what it is you've been through. It's no secret that you're strong to still be standing here. I don't know if you've been all along. I don't know what you have to fear. I don't know what has passed your ear. I don't know who you've had near. Wanted or not. I don't want to bore you with it's okays and there are better days. My guess is you've heard it all. So I'm here to listen for your call. Or I'm here to acknowledge your silence. Or whatever it is you would like me to do. In this relationship, you have control. You have a voice. You have a soul. I'll play my role to make you whole. Solve the part he, she, they stole.
I once heard a love song about a girl who learned to take care of herself. Apologized to her body. Bathed her in grace to solve the unkind words. Taught her to float above her doubts. Flirt with her reflection instead of shame. Held her own hands like a prayer but spoke to her spirit. I see you. I am here now. I will hold you. We are home.
No child has to explain why. Has to ask why. Has to wonder.
The body's first language is acceptance, and look how well we stutter. Our tongues, heavy with a culture of disappearing, curl back like a question mark, and does the girl live long to find the answers, and does the girl ever survive the truth? When the forming of a child in another child does not break your heart, what better way to teach you life than to show you that a melody fits better in our lungs than the size of a body crawling its way out of the mother, who is still just a child. The day you find out you have life growing inside of you is the day you go to war, the shield of your belly as your only weapon. Is loving me still exciting if you're gathering in intimacy? Is it still pleasure if you're counting the cost? And is it love if you're not?
I used to only see in colors, now it's just black within. I feel like my head is spinning, the back of my head is throbbing with pain. And really the pain is from bickering, it's triggering, it's deep inside of my head. You see, most of the time when I'm alone with my thoughts, I find myself contemplating if I should tell you or not. If I'm to paint a mental picture, say if my brain still goes spoil, why does it have to be so hard to open up to you, mom? Is it the fear of exposing you to the shame of my innocence? In a sense, the mark of trauma is bent into my existence, leaving filthy fingerprints of me without my resistance. Don't ask why I've been distant. Don't ask why I've been distant. The name calling and labeling, I'm scared of the labeling. They see disappointment, but really they need awakening. I'm just a little girl with so much taken away from me. How I still end up being the villain is just fascinating. Yeah, it's just fascinating.